All right, take your Bibles from Philippians chapter 3 for a moment. Philippians 3. And we're going to just be a couple of minutes, just some thoughts as we close the year. 2023 is in the books, almost. We only have a few hours left. By the way, on your way home, be careful. Watch out for drunk drivers. Always do that on New Year's Eve. Some people get started a little early. That and Christmas Eve, sadly, but be careful on the way home. But we asked the question, maybe we think about, well, were there blessings this year? Of course, we just heard about it. There are many blessings that things that God has done, you know, just exciting. I mean, not many people get given a car, you know, and a nice one at that. So praise the Lord for that. Maybe pray for me that I can get one too. Oh, that's true. I forgot. You've had, so four cars total? Praise the Lord. Amen. I think the Harveys, you've had like three or four given to you over the years. Praise the Lord. It's amazing. I think I just need to pray harder. That's what he's saying. So, as I was sharing with the men's group there, I'm looking at buying a van, but to be honest, I don't have money to buy one, to be honest with you. But praying the Lord will provide exactly what we need. You know, when you get your insurance check and it just pays off, the other one's like, okay, maybe can get a free one, maybe, or something like that. But just be in prayer for that. You know, were there blessings this year? Absolutely. But then we think back, we think about the failures sometimes. You're like, there were some things that maybe we didn't do well, or that some sins that entered in. You know, and we also sometimes look at a life, perhaps the failures outweighed the success in your estimation. You look at it, and perhaps things didn't go as well as you wanted them to. But the question is, well, does that affect 2024? Just because I had more failures or I had failures in 2023, does that make it mean that, you know, 2024 is just going to be a failure as well? Is that what that means? Well, let's find out what the Word of God says tonight. If we could stand together for a moment, Philippians 3, verses 12 through 15, I'll read aloud as you follow along in your Bibles. Let's stand up and get a little stretch in there, and then we'll go through the message tonight. Verse 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this time in your word tonight, as it is a short time, but Lord, I pray that it would be a powerful time and a powerful reminder. Help us, Lord, as we enter into the new year. And Lord, we pray that tonight we would take your word and its blessing to heart this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. There once was a farmer who had some livestock, and as he was going about his day's work, he had been looking for his mule. I couldn't seem to find where it was, and like, oh, probably wandered off into the pasture. And as he was just wondering to himself, so I'm sure he'll show up later, he always comes home at dinner time. One of his neighbors came running to him distressed and said, I found your mule. It's fallen into a deep hole, and I don't know if we can get him out of there. So he rushed to where the mule was. It was in a deep, deep pit, and was down in the muck and the mire, and the mule just looked pitiful. It was just covered with dirt and dust and mud, and it didn't seem, could tell, had been trying to get out and just couldn't. Just looked defeated and just sat there, So they said, well, let's get some ropes and try and pull the mule out of there. But the sides of the pit were so steep and it was so deep down in there, they tried and they tried and they tried in vain to get that mule out of there. And so looking at his friend, the farmer, said, well, the only humane thing to do is to bury it alive and stop its suffering, because it's just going to slowly starve and die of thirst, and it's going to suffer, and the humane thing to do is just to bury it and let it die. So they began. They went and got some shovels, he and his neighbor, and they began to throw shovels full of dirt onto this mule. And the mule started covering it up, and then after about four or five shovels of dirt that had landed on its back, what happened is that mule just shook off the dirt that had landed on it, and then just stood on top, then just started moving around and stood on top of the dirt that had been just thrown in there. And so the farmer looked at them and said, oh, that's curious. That's interesting. Like, well, let's just get on with it. And so they kept throwing in more dirt. And what they noticed after a short time again, the dirt that had fallen onto its back and was just covering it, it shook it off and it moved around and it stepped up a little higher than what it was before. And so with hope renewed, the farmer noticed this and just went, hey, do you see what that mule's doing? It's just shaking it off and stepping up. I think we can get this mule out of there if we fill it in, and I think it will get itself out of there. Lo and behold, they shoveled, and each time it got to a certain point, that mule just shook off the dirt and stood up, and eventually they were able to get that mule out of the hole. So, well, what does that have to do with the new year? You know, sometimes we get dirt thrown on us and we're in the pit of defeat. And we've had some failures. We all fail. We've all had failures this past year. But what do we do with those failures? What do we do? Well, the first thing we need to realize tonight in looking in this passage in Philippians 3, verse 12, not as though I had already attained either, were already perfect. What does that mean? Number one tonight, we're not finished yet. 2023 is over, but we're not done. Amen? We're not done with what God has in store for us. There is a new year ahead. We're not finished until we are no longer breathing. There is not time to say, I've done all that God has for me. I'm done with the course. I finished everything. We see that Paul said that right at the end of his life, but I don't think we can say that. I think God gave him liberty because he had given all to God. God had revealed the end to him, but God has not done that for us. God is not done with us. We're not done working for God. By the way, there's no retirement in God's work, just maybe a change of scene, a change of venue. And I'll just say this, it's been exciting to me as your pastor to see that the young as well as the senior saints have gotten involved in handing out Bibles. Even to the very youngest, Krista was talking about Hannah Luke is a powerful Bible weapon, okay? Because just walks up to people. He's the same way. There's no stranger to him. Hands him a Bible. Philip and Timothy going through the store has a Bible running as fast as they can. I told him, now don't run too fast, but they go up to a soldier. Hey, would you take that? And they would take it. So praise God for that. There's no retirement in God's work. And just as Paul said here, verse 12, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. What's he talking about? He said, God still has a purpose for me. God still has a calling for me. And in Acts 9, 3 through 6, we see how did God call the Apostle Paul? And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to earth and heard a voice saying in him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Here's a key question. What wilt thou have me to do? Do you remember the question of the Philippian jailer? What must I do to be saved? Same question Paul is answering. What do you want me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. This began a direction in Paul's life that he simply listened to what the Lord told him to do. That he got saved as a result of what the Lord had told him. He went into training. He went to Macedonia. He went on missionary journeys at the direction of what God wanted him to do. Here's a question. What are your plans for 2024? What do you have planned? Do you have some good goals? Do you have some plans? And sometimes I ask people that, and I love asking young people this question. So what are your plans? And they tell me their plans and things. And well, here's another important question. Are those God's plans or are those yours? That's an important question. That's good for all of us. Amen? Are those your plans or are those God's? Because God's plans are the ones we ought to be concerned about. Let's determine tonight to seek out what that is. Maybe you don't know what the plan is for 2024. God, I don't know what God has for me. Will you start asking tonight and seeking for that? There are opportunities this year to see God do great things. And verse 14, we say, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We need to press forward. We're still going forward. It doesn't matter what's going on out there in the world today. We still need to go forward. Amen. There's still people that want the Bible. Amen. There's still people that want an answer. There's still people who are seeking after God. We need to press forward toward that mark. And that brings us to number two, verse 15. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. So if you want to have ease in your work for God, if you want to be complete, ready to go, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal us even unto you. Here it is. Going back to verse 13, brethren, I count not myself that I've apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. So that's number two, don't look back. Don't look back. We may have had many more failures than successes. By God's grace, we are what we are. We need to forget those failures and strive to what God has for us. Praise God, we have new mercies every morning. We looked at that the other week. We have new grace every day. God wants us to have spiritual peace, joy, and success. Success doesn't mean necessarily a growing bank account, but it does mean a growing account in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Whether that be souls that are saved or just faithful service, that needs to be, that's spiritual success. Growth in the new year is the goal. It's okay, I've had some failures. I have a besetting sin. I've made some mistakes. By God's grace, He's forgiven me. And guess what? I'm going to grow this year. I'm going to forget those things which are behind. Don't you think Paul had a lot to forget? Paul put people to death. He persecuted the church, forgetting those the entrapments of their traditions he grew up in, forgetting the doctrine that he learned all his life, forgetting those things which are behind, but striving what? Going forward. Reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forget about the failures. God forgives. Move on. Here it is. It is us and the devil that don't want to forget the past failures. That, unfortunately, some people use those as an excuse not to serve God. Well, I failed too much, so I can't serve God. No, you can serve God. You need to get those failures out of the way. Get forgiven and get moving on. God wants us to have peace. God wants to have success, and God has a plan for you in the new year. Will you be a part of it? Luke 9:62 said, and Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking what? Back is fit for the kingdom of God, because we get distracted when we look back. We get distracted looking back. You know, some people, you ever met people that live in the past? They can't just forget one thing that happened to them. They can't forget the one thing that happened in their relationship. They can't forget the failures they've had. They just live in the past. Like, oh, I can't serve God because I did this 10 years ago, because this happened in my life. You know, many times you look at those things, and it's, I know Saul's sin is bad, but it's really not that bad. And they just quit on God, quit on serving God. You know, God, did God forgive you and die for this? And oh, yes, I know I'm forgiven, but I just know I can never serve God again. I just know God's done with me. Well, I'm sorry. That's the devil. Lie the devil. God's never done with us. Amen. Amen. Do we believe that? I pray that we do. Hebrews 12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing all, we are also compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So are we looking unto Jesus in the new year? I pray that you are. Looking unto Jesus, the author, here it is, he who created you, and also he finished the work on the cross. He said, it is finished. He paid for our sin. He's the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. It was amazing. I heard a sermon on for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Like, whoa, that's not joyful. What was the joy? That he was able to save us. The joy of fulfilling his Father's will, the joy of saving mankind. In the end, yes, he endured for that time, but it was joy to be able to save those that could not save themselves. And that joy of being with his Father again in heaven, to being sat down on the right hand of God. What mark are we shooting for? So that brings us to number three. What are you shooting for tonight? Well, are we just looking to exist another year? Just to make it through, Joe, yeah, I'm just going to be going to church, just kind of doing what I can, just kind of just waiting for Jesus to come. I'm glad Jesus is coming back, but we don't know when he is. And I love the prayer of Adam earlier tonight, was that, oh, that he would find us working. Amen, that we would find us faithful, that he would find us in the field, reaping, laboring in that field. Don't think God can't use you. He can, but he only can if you're willing to let him use you. So let's be prayer. God, what do you want to use me to do? Maybe it's something new. Maybe it's what you've been doing. Whatever it is, be available to God. And yes, let's praise God for success. Praise God. We got a lot of praise and wonderful praises. I'll remember that God has done something great and he wants to do a greater work in us. There's a whole new set of successes in 2024 if we determine now, right now, tonight, to wholly follow the Lord. So in conclusion tonight, will you dedicate 2024 to the Lord? Say, God, this year is yours. Maybe we weren't as good at that this year. Maybe we took some things back, but you have a whole new year ahead of you to dedicate to the Lord. Will you offer it as a sacrifice and commit to follow God no matter how hard it is? Sometimes that's where we fail when the going gets tough. We don't always pass the test. Maybe you didn't pass the test this year, but there's new opportunities and new tests to pass in the new year. Plan to pass, amen? Amen? What happens when we plan to fail? You fail. Surprised at you. And the age-old question, you hit what you aim at. If you aim at failure, you'll hit it. But if you plan for success, and the only way we can have success is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way we can have success is by walking in the Spirit. The only way we can have success is doing the plan of God. We have failures when we get going our own way. We get failures when we get in the flesh. We have failures when we just say, well, I'm just quit, I give up. Oh, that we would determine this year, Lord, I'm going to serve you in a greater way. I'm going to be more faithful than I have been. I'm going to be faithful in my prayer time. I'm going to be faithful in my witness. I'm going to be faithful in my testimony. I'm going to be faithful in my study of your word. I'm going to be faithful this year, Lord. I know I made some mistakes. I know I had some failures, but I know you forgive me. And what happens to the righteous man? He falls down how many times? Seven. Seven's the number of completion. Seven times. Oh, I'm done. So no way, what happens? He gets up again. Because we're always going to fail until we get to heaven. Amen. We're always going to fail. We're going to have failures in our life. Just because you fail doesn't mean you can't serve God. So don't let those failures get you down. Forget those things which are behind. When I look at these things, what Paul is saying, he had a lot to forget. I believe the devil really worked on him and those memories of those people that were persecuted for the sake of Christ, that he was part of that. I know the devil visited those things because he loves to do that to people, to visit your past failures on you. You know what you need to do? You need to tell the devil those are all under the blood. They're all under the, all paid for on the cross, and I'm not going to be discouraged by them. I'm going to ignore it. I'm just going to put it aside. I'm striving toward the mark. I'm pressing toward that mark and wanting to serve God in a greater way this year. And guess what? We might do well for the first couple of months, and then we get lax, we get lazy, we get distracted. Oh, that we would determine to set up those protections that we talked about this morning, just to protect our relationship with God, to protect, set those boundaries. And we'll talk a little bit more about that on Wednesday night. But tonight, will you commit the new year to Christ? Will you commit to following his will? Will you commit to seeking after it? He'll give you the desire of your heart. If you desire to please him, he'll enable you to do that this year. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray as we come to invitation time tonight, oh Lord, that we would take the time to give you glory and give you praise. Oh, that we would take the time to thank you, Lord. I know we took a lot of time tonight, and we're so thankful that we did that, to hear the impact that giving these Bibles out, the impact of a faithful testimony, Lord. What a blessing to hear those things tonight. Oh, Lord, you want to do even greater things in the new year. We give you praise and glory, for it's by your grace we are what we are. And I thank you for the church family here tonight. We pray for those unable to be here. But Lord, what is your plan for us? I know, dear Lord, you have a plan for the church, but individually, I pray that we all individually, Lord, what do you have for me? What do you have for me to do for you? I want to serve you even in a greater way. I want to love you in a deeper way. Lord, show me what you want me to do, and I'll do it no matter what. Oh, Lord, you can do great things with people who are submitted to you. I pray that we have that submitted heart. If we don't, Lord, that we would just confess it at the altar tonight and that we'd give all to you. We pray your blessing this evening in this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.